People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
Who holds the responsibility for the creation of affordable housing? For real estate developers motivated to earn high profits, it isn't the strongest draw necessarily. Government carries weight, but is it the Fed, the state, or local governments who should bear most of the burden? In California, nonprofit organizations are often in the lead. But what about the role of business in supporting policies and solutions that will help to create more and better housing for low-income families, people with disabilities, and the elderly? Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing. Today's guest is Carl Guardino, President and CEO of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group. SVLG was founded back in 1977 by David Packard and has grown to include more than 200 member companies who contribute more than $1 trillion to the global economy. Carl, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a bit about the mission of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group and where housing fits into the mix.
Since our foundation 30 years ago by David Packard, co-founder of Hewlett-Packard, our mission has been pretty simple and direct. We engage CEOs of our 260 member companies to make sure that Silicon Valley stays the most dynamic innovation economy in the world. And that means great, smart people employed in our companies here as well as throughout the globe.
And we need to take care of the workforce, including where they live.
Exactly. Enlightened self-interest is key. And when we meet with CEOs of our 260 member companies combined, that's one of every four private sector jobs in all of Silicon Valley, the top concern they have about their success in Silicon Valley is that their workers here cannot afford a place to live. Or if they can, it's an hour, 2 hour commute away. And that is, of course, the link between an affordable home, traffic, and commute times.
It's a huge problem because the companies are only as good as their people.
Absolutely. In an innovation age economy, your best product is your people. And we need to take great care of our people to make sure that they continue not only to work here, but to drive that innovation economy in competition with companies around the globe.
During the dot-com boom, it was nearly impossible to buy a home in Silicon Valley if you were making anywhere around a reasonable, typical wage. Things have changed somewhat.
It has, but it's still such an incredible challenge because of the pent-up demand for a limited supply. As we look at the top 12 innovation regions just in the United States, let alone around the globe, we are still one of the least affordable places in the United States. So when we're competing against Austin, Texas, and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, when only 15 of every 100 families here in Silicon Valley can afford the median-priced resale home if they were on the market today, you compare that to Raleigh-Durham, where about 70 of every 100 families can afford that median-priced resale home, Austin, Texas, about 65 out of every 100 families. And that really matters when you're trying to recruit that bright young engineer out of college or those engineers who have decided upon a spouse, want to start a family, and would like to own a home.
Clearly, it's in businesses' self-interest to promote affordable housing and the availability of housing, the creation of new housing. How do you go about helping them to do that?
Our job is to turn problems into solutions, and solutions that are not only good directly for the employers and their employees, but that is good for everyone who forms the fabric of a vibrant Silicon Valley economy. Can our teachers afford to live here? Can the people who poured our coffee at that Starbucks this morning afford to live here? And is there an opportunity for a reasonably priced for sale or rental home for everyone along that spectrum? That's what the leadership group tries to do. So each year, as I sit down with at least one half of our 260 member company CEOs for one-on-one visits, I simply ask, what's the biggest challenge of being an employer here? Almost every time, it's homes that working families can afford. So good, what are we going to do about that? We try to work on several levels. We work at the individual city and town council level in the 40 cities and towns that comprise Silicon Valley to make sure that smart, affordable home developments get approved in the public policy process, but we also do innovative things like our housing trust, our statewide housing bonds, and other ways to bring capital into the game for both for sale homes as well as rental homes, and for the most needy in our valley and state, homeless shelters, transitional housing, and assistance.
Let's start out by talking about that local level and what happens when city councils hold hearings. Neighbors show up, often in large numbers, often with a singular focus of protecting narrow self-interests. Mm-hmm. And so often, far too often, good proposals and policies don't end up passing as a result. How do you counter that?
Sure, in a number of ways. And first, we have to acknowledge that neighbors who are concerned enough to come out and speak at a council meeting, often for the first time in their entire lives, recognize that their biggest investment in their lives is probably their home. So there are legitimate concerns. Whether those concerns are well-founded or not is another issue, but legitimate concerns on the surface. And it's part of our job, the policymaker's job, the developer's job, and others to discuss those concerns, mitigate them when they need mitigating, or explain realities in terms of the myths and facts of affordable homes. So what do? First, we try to be that information source because we don't represent developers. We represent technology companies who have employees trying to afford a place to live. And so we can be that objective third party to bring people together. Part of that is education to service clubs, neighborhood associations, and others before a development is on the docket in that charged environment when we can all sit down and reasonable minds can often come together about the need for homes and what affordable homes are and are not in this high-cost valley. That's one, education. The second is advocacy, and that is going to those council meetings with well-thought-out criteria, with a broad spectrum of stakeholders in concurrence, not just leadership group companies, but the Sierra Club, the Greenbelt Alliance, and others working together on common principles about a good, affordable place to live, rental or for sale. And if a development meets that criteria, then at those hearings, we try to make sure that we're the voice of the voiceless, the people who can't be there, who need that home because they don't even know about it until and unless it's approved and built 2, 3, 4 years down the road. So we provide that voice for the voiceless.
So that's at the local level. Mm-hmm. What about at the more macro level? When we talk about policies that impact people throughout, for instance, the state.
Sure. At the leadership group, when it comes to any issues, certainly homes that working families can afford, we work on policies at all levels of government, but also programs and projects. So on the policy level, for instance, in 2002, Governor Davis and the legislative leadership asked the leadership group to be one of two statewide co-chairs of the statewide housing bond. That $2.1 billion bond, the biggest in the history of the United States, not just California, we were able to pass with 57% of the vote. We promised voters that would turn into about 137 affordable home opportunities for working families in California. We met that goal. That allowed us to be trusted by voters again when we went back in 2006, again one of two statewide co-chairs for Proposition 1C, a $2.85 billion housing bond, which also passed by 57% of the vote. So what's good about California? We get it. We know we need to invest in our people, and that means an investment in them having a safe, decent, affordable place to live.
And yet that funding, that bond measure runs out, and you have to do it all over again. So sure. Is this the right system?
Well, with tremendous leadership from the executive director of Eden Housing, Linda Mandolini, we're working on statewide solutions for a permanent funding source. Lynn Jacobs, who is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's director for housing and community development, is currently going around the state meeting with any interested stakeholder about how do we have a permanent source for affordable homes, both for sale and rental in California. We know it's a daunting challenge, but it's one that we need to step up and address, and the leadership group and others are willing to do so.
Because it costs far too much money to get these bond measures passed. That's what's such a shame, I think.
It is. These campaigns are worthwhile because we help literally tens of thousands of families when we are successful with these measures. But wouldn't it be nice to have a more ongoing permanent source of funds?
Absolutely. Let's talk about transportation. Transportation is obviously also key. With a limited housing supply, you end up with a workforce living far from the workplace. Mm-hmm. Doesn't benefit anyone. And at a time when fuel costs are going up and we're worried about the environment, we want to get people closer to the workplace. Is that an issue that you address?
The flip side of our affordable housing challenge, the flip side of that coin is our traffic and commute challenge. Members of the leadership group never forget that because our employees constantly and appropriately remind us that if you're working in Silicon Valley, you should not be forced to live in the San Joaquin Valley or the Central Valley. You probably would rather have your family here. Now, some people, for whatever reason, prefer that, but a 1-2 hour each way, each day commute is not what most people want. So what do we try to do? We're a regional economy with worldwide impact, and we need a regional transportation system, and we need options to the automobile, not only for economic issues and employee morale issues, but also for climate change issues. So a lot of the work of the leadership group is to bring high-speed rail to California, to bring BART to Santa Clara County with stations in Milpitas, San Jose, and Santa Clara, to greatly increase Caltrain commuter rail service, those regional connections so that, one, hopefully as we address our affordable home challenge, more people can live and work in the same community, but for those who choose not to or still cannot afford to, that they have an easier way to get to work that's stress-free and allows them to change their own car for a rail car.
Interesting. We have an audience of people who are interested in affordable housing. Is there anything that you would ask them to do or ask them to read? You have an audience here?
Yeah. Well, for those who need an affordable, decent place to live, working through agencies such as your local housing authority, through great builders like Eden Housing, who both build and manage developments, continue to plug into those networks and don't give up hope. For those who have a home but want to make sure that others can, please consider organizations like our Housing Action Coalition that we established 13 years ago that educates, advocates, and legislates for homes that are well-built, relatively affordable for Silicon Valley families to live, and the numerous housing action coalitions that have sprung up throughout the Bay Area run by other organizations in their portions of the region with the same goals in mind. You can learn more about ours at the Silicon Valley Leadership Group website at svlg.net. And for those who aren't yet convinced that affordable housing is a concern, also visit our website. Each of the last 4 years, as we survey CEOs driving the innovation economy of Silicon Valley and truly around the world, the top concern of theirs is affordable homes for their workers and other people in our valley. It has a direct impact on all of our success and the success of Silicon Valley's economy.
Carl Guardino, President and CEO of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, thanks so much for joining us on the Affordable Housing Podcast today.
It's been an honor.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.